This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and welcome to your weekly dose of stupidity and fun. This is the Catching Up crew, less Brett.
No, Brett.
Brett's away in Perth, so it's the lovely Dolly Adamson and me.
Oh, lovely.
Jamie Lewis.
Jean-I Lewis. Oh. Stop it. Touching me there, darling. You know I don't like it. Thanks be to you, Danny, for coming along.
Oh, and thanks to you.
I'm sorry to cut that short, but I had to.
You go off quite quickly, don't you?
Sweet, it feels like we were just here yesterday.
Well, we were, darling. We did a bit of midday, didn't we? 9:30 to 9-ish till 12.
We did the midday show.
We were good.
Or mid-morning show.
We were good. We were as good as Kerri-Ann Kennell, I reckon, yesterday.
Yes, now we listened to ourselves. We liked ourselves.
We went straight home and listened
to ourselves. Patted ourselves on little backs. Now, darling, who's not here? There's one of us missing.
Brett's not here. Now, look, very important announcement first up. In case Brett is not listening to the top of the show, we're giving him a password challenge, folks. So Brett needs to answer the phone a little bit later on. We're going to check in with him in Perth. Now, he needs to answer the phone with, "Hello, this is Brett. I'm listening to Catching Up. Keep yourself nice." Because unofficially, "keep yourself nice" has become our new, well, our new catchphrase here at Catching Up, isn't it?
Keep yourself nice.
We think you should always keep yourself nice.
So you're going to call him?
We're going to call him a little bit later, probably about 9:30. Ooh. But if he's missed this part.
Or a little bit earlier, maybe.
Maybe a little bit earlier.
Yes.
But if he's missed that code, we're just going to hang up. Because he should have been listening at the top of the show, quite frankly.
And we've got a lot of people to talk to, haven't we, Dan? I've got another lot of reporters all around Australia.
A lot of things to get through. Now, our theme tonight is Thanks for the Giving.
Hallelujah!
Praise Him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about what we love, what, you know, what makes us happy. And it's just been, the national holiday in America, which of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We've got a bit of history about that.
Yes.
Very exclusive tonight. Mystic Meg is coming in.
Mystic Meg. I'm looking forward to her.
She's going to do Dolly's tarot cards.
Oh, reading my tarots.
Live on air.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. Goodness knows what she'll get from spirit.
Goodness knows what she'll be wearing.
She's got a little headscarf.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking
forward to that. So are you a believer, baby Jesus or baby Jesus?
What do you believe?
I like the baby cheeses. They're a little bit overpriced though, aren't they?
There's a lot of milk in those.
Is there?
Yeah, 98% milk or something.
So what are they all about?
Yeah.
I guess a little bit like the baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. He's full of milk.
Are you a believer, darling?
Oh, I've got my own special beliefs.
Do you have your sweetheart?
Yeah. Yep.
Your own little spiritual. We were talking about that before because you're a bit of a healer also, aren't you?
Oh, look, I'm hands-on.
Yes?
Yeah, hands-on anything really. No, I just think that I think you've got all the answers inside yourself. I don't think you need to go sometimes in a building to find yourself. And
different from the last show, really, isn't it?
A little bit, isn't it?
Yes, I have to say. Would you call yourself an atheist, darling?
No, because I do believe in something.
You do believe in something,
don't
you?
I think it'd be a bit sad if when the lights went out and the curtains went out, there was nothing. That would make me a bit depressed.
I think one has to believe in something.
Yes.
And we believe in the Carpenters, don't we, darling?
Oh, we're very excited this evening to be playing the beautiful Karen Carpenter.
Love the Carpenters, Karen Carpenter. And this is kind of a bit of a thanks be for giving song. Yeah. What's it called, darling?
Top of the World, darling. Top of the World. Oh, she just had a sandwich. We love you, Karen.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, I'm Brett listening to Catching Up. Keep yourself nice.
Oh, I got it! You get the privilege of talking to us on air.
Look at that.
What a star.
Oh, my God, this is talented, isn't he? Yes. Hey?
Oh, my goodness.
And aren't we talented for making the call? Darling, would you accept this reverse charge call from Joy?
Absolutely.
Good on you, darling, because you know we're a community radio station.
Look, long time listener, first time caller.
That's classic.
We thought we'd keep you. You know, we kept you in the dark, didn't we? Whether or not we were going to include you, we did that deliberately.
Well, darling, our timing there was impeccable too. You should have seen us trying to cue this song and fade this in and call you and have it ringing.
We had to get Rhonda Birchmore in to say Joy 94. It was all go, go, go.
Dolly's had a cardio infarction. Just like
that. I heard of that.
Can I first talk about the Monday show?
Yes.
Yes.
Well done. I listened to most of it because it was 6 a.m. here. Oh. I'm still on an East Coast time, and you guys did an amazing job.
Oh,
well
thanks,
done, Chris.
Would you like to blow some smoke up her ass quickly?
Oh, would you like
you did.
Would you like to piss on our leg and tell us that it's raining? Fantastic.
Don't I do that everywhere?
You do, sweetie. Oh. That's why we love you.
Brady.
Oh, my God, yes.
We had a terrible storm here last night. I thought it was the Armageddon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was terrible. We all woke up at 4 o'clock to claps and thunder.
We nearly all went up like Dorothy, didn't we?
Oh, it was scary. You're lucky you're over there.
I was going to say, did a house land on you, darling?
You know I'm the good witch.
Hey, yes. You are Glinda.
Oh, bless you.
Now, darling, are you there with little Maggie?
No, I've just cooked dinner for the family.
Oh, yes. No. Oh, it's tea time there, isn't it, darling?
It's tea time.
Yes. Chopped chips and eggs.
Because my darling sister's off to yoga, so I said, I will cook for... So the kids, I literally said to the kids, right, you're having pasta, then you can all play on computers.
Oh, the kids, you're looking after the kids, darling.
Yeah, just for tonight, just when Beck's at yoga.
Oh, what an uncle
lovely.
You are. What an uncle you are.
Try my hardest.
Don't you? We knew that already.
So, darling, what's happening in Perth? Have you been to any churches? We're doing a Thanks Be to the Giving show tonight. So,
look, I want to be thankful to the wonderful... I've forgotten how wonderful the West Australian weather is.
Yes.
It's been late 20s every day, so it's been beach and cocktails and dinner and catch.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, praise Him.
Praise be to Jesus.
And then tomorrow there's a storm.
Oh,
that sounds like Brisbane weather, doesn't it? So you're very similar, aren't you?
Do you know what I love, though?
What do you love, darling? Come on.
Unlike in Melbourne, because they get such lovely weather, when it rains, they actually apologise to visitors.
Yes.
And it's really nice because in Melbourne you can't do that because we'll be apologising every second hour on the hour.
We don't bother.
No, we've given
up. But some people said, oh, you know, I'm really praying that you'll get nice weather before you go back. And I'm laughing because it's 27. And I'm like, where are people on the beach? Why shouldn't everyone should be on the beach getting a tan?
Mm-hmm. Well, darling, what have you been doing there? You've been on the beach. What else? Hanging out with your family?
Been on the beach. Had some beautiful meals out. Obviously seeing my family, which has been really nice.
Yes.
Oh, what else? Just taking it easy. I felt like I've only been away for 4 days, but I felt like I've been away for 4 months.
Oh, you feel like that in Perth, just being there, don't you?
Because it's
such a slow place.
It's been really lovely. And yes, I'll come back on Saturday. And yeah, it'll be beautiful.
Now you're coming back for our next show?
Oh yes,
that's good.
Absolutely. You know I've already done the run through sheet.
Took Dolly 3 hours to do the run through sheet today.
It took me a while, darling.
She's done all right with it.
Hey, I'm a little bit excited about this Mystic Meg character.
Yes.
is this a relative of our Dalesford girls that we haven't heard?
No, she's an old carny of sorts. But she's setting up to do Dolly's tarot tonight live on air.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Will she maybe be around next week?
We'll see how she goes, darling.
See how she goes. Okay, see what comes up.
Now, listen, Brett, just a twist on next week's theme. It is 1990s, but it's also Where Are They Now? So you can start preparing for that, sweetheart. But look, we've got to get going. It's been lovely to catch up.
Sure, it's a show to do. It's a
show to do.
You've got trapped.
Yeah, that's right. It's 12 minutes past 9. Bugger off.
All right, kids.
All right, darling.
Bye, darling.
Love you, darling.
Show.
Love you long time. Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice,
all
Brett.
Right,
bye-bye now.
Nice, kids.
Bye.
Hello, we're the Kransky sisters on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, Jamie.
Welcome back, Dolly. Listen, tonight's show is all about thanks for the giving. Now, it was very recently Thanksgiving in America, Dolly, as you know, I'm a jet setter, and I landed in LA the other day on Thursday, which was Thanksgiving.
LA International
Airport.
Yes,
from LA to New York. Now, nothing was bloody open, though, was it? So,
what's that about, darling?
Well, it's like Christmas over there, darling.
Yes.
If they get, you know, Nana gets two chances to see the kids, and everyone gets two shots at the turkey.
Two shots at the turkey.
Well, you get it Christmas Day and you get it Thanksgiving. It's often called Turkey Day as well.
God, there's not many turkeys around this time of year then, is there?
Well, they're all looking a bit worried.
Oh, they would be. It's all frozen. Darlings. Do they eat turkey on Christmas too, do they?
Yeah. Well, everyone does that, darling, don't they?
They're so close together though, isn't it?
Well, that's why I think it's good. I mean, well, it's more about being thankful for stuff, which is why we are celebrating that holiday this evening.
Right.
Because we're not thankful enough for the things we have in our lives that we love, are we, Dolly?
No, sweetheart.
We don't say
it. We said that before, we don't say.
But I thought you might like to hear a little bit of history.
Oh, lovely. Because Thanksgiving history.
In honour of Brett not being here with the facts,
you're
thought I had to
You're going to be
shine.
The little Brettypedia tonight.
I had
tonight.
To come through tonight.
Yeah, good on you, Dale.
So, look, happy Turkey Day, folks. it's not just celebrated in the United States of America. It's also on the second Monday in October in Canada, which is interesting. The first Thursday in November in Liberia, which was a surprise
in
to
Liberia.
Me. That's right, darling. Mm. Last Wednesday in November in Norfolk Island, which is a bit random as well, isn't it?
Norfolk Island's close to here, isn't
I
it?
I know.
Yes.
They kept it going on the island.
I think my mother's been there. She's
probably.
Had the, you know, the Galapagos.
Jan.
Yes, we were talking about
She's
that.
Gets about,
She's
doesn't
been
she?
In Norfolk too.
Gosh.
So Thanksgiving there.
And then, of course, in America, it's the fourth Thursday in November. Now, in history in North America, it's sort of rooted in English tradition. So it was the first arrivers coming over. They had a good harvest.
Yes.
And they decided to be thankful for that because they were probably a bit hungry.
Mm.
Been a long time
Starved.
On the boat.
Yes.
All got scurvy.
Mm-hmm.
No one's had anything fresh for a while.
Right. Painting a nice picture.
Yes, but it also, it's sort of about a harvest festival in a way. So that's probably the closest thing that we have to it, which was lovely. Now, you know, we can't
We don't have a harvest festival, do we?
Well, you know, in spring we sort of go, oh, all the stuff's come in.
Well, spring has sprung.
Yeah.
You wouldn't in Perth, though.
No, well, no.
There's not that, you know, those season changes, is there, darling?
No.
Anyway, keep on going.
Anyway, so look, around sort of 1536, around the reign of Henry VIII,
yes.
Interestingly enough, there were 95 church holidays plus 52 Sundays a year when people were required to attend church and not go to work.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot, isn't it? And we've lost a lot of those days. I mean, we've ended up with Christmas and Easter.
Bring it back, darling.
It's a rort.
Bring it back.
It's a rort.
We have to.
I mean, not that we'd want to go to church.
No.
But we would just have the holiday.
Just want the day off, don't we? That's an Australian thing to do, is just have the bloody day off.
Now, interestingly enough,
yes.
Thanksgiving in the UK evolved into what is Guy Fawkes Day. Mm. You know, the guy who blew up Parliament or something.
Blew
so
up.
It ended up somehow became Bonfire. That in the UK, which brought back a whole flood of memories for me, darling, as a small wee child.
And you grew up in the UK, didn't you?
Well, I was there till I was about 6.
Grew up in the UK.
Yes.
Yes.
Dragged up. But one of the things I remember was Guy Fawkes Day, and we used to stuff a scarecrow in a wheelbarrow.
Goodness me.
Pull it round town asking for a penny.
Goodness me.
Got a penny for the
tough,
guy. Penny
they,
for
darling.
The guy, we would say. And then we would collect.
Did you get any pennies, darling?
Oh, you'd get lots. You'd
really?
Have a bag of change by
really?
The end of the day. Yes.
Yeah.
Then we would go out and we'd collect all the local rubbish and old furniture,
yes.
Put it in a massive bonfire and burn it in the park
burn
at night.
Burn the hell out of it.
Now, how random is that, sweetheart?
Amazing. Thank you for that,
that's okay.
Brettypedia.
There you go.
Don't they do something like that on New Year's Day too? They do lots of fire.
Oh,
in
they
the
burn
UK
a lot of things.
Burn
there.
A lot of things.
It's hard
too.
To tell if it's rioting
a bit of a
or
clean
if it's
out
celebration.
Or something. Do they?
Yes.
Where are we on the run sheet?
Thanks
be to the giving.
What else has been happening with you, dolls?
Oh, well.
Because we didn't get a word in edgewise when Brett was on.
No, we didn't, did we, darling?
No.
Well, I went shopping today, sweetheart.
Right.
Thanks be for the shops.
Did you start your Christmas shopping?
I started the Christmas shopping,
nice.
Darling.
Right.
And I went into a shoe shop.
Right.
And I haven't been into a shoe shop for a while.
You don't wear shoes much, do you, darling?
Oh, well, you got to.
Be getting your feet into a
I don't wear thongs.
Shoe.
I wear shoes, sweetheart.
Yes.
Now, darling, I haven't been into a shoe shop for a while. And I wanted to try on a pair of sandals.
Mm.
And I had a pair of closed-in shoes with sockies and then putting the sandals on. And, oh, frightening.
with socks on.
Oh, the toes were all, you know, gammy and dark and black. And, you know, there was all veins and hideous things, you know, growing out of my foot because it's been winter. It's been cold.
They've
been
hairy,
a little bit shouted.
Feet?
There was a few, yes, a few hairs running around, darling.
They do worry me, your feet, darling.
Goodness me, I'm putting on a pair of nice sandals. Nice sandals. And look at the state of my feet. But I did do a funny thing, just quickly. I put on one shoe, one sandal,
yes.
And then I found the other shoe, the other sandal on the right foot was awfully tight.
Right.
Smart I am. We were talking about that before, and I said to the sales girl, I said, isn't that funny how you've got one foot? Look at me. My right foot, I just can't get it on. She said, that's because it's the wrong size.
Oh, sweetie.
Two different size sandals I
was
trying on.
What a stupid assistant giving you two.
It's all her fault, wasn't it?
Oh, bless you.
Dolly, do you like Dolly Parton?
Love Dolly Parton.
Well, this has really got nothing to thanks be the giving, but I thought thanks be to Dolly Parton.
Apparently she's not much without the wig and boobs, but she's still great.
What do you think this is, darling?
Oh, maybe
Baby I'm Burning.
Baby I'm Burning on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. What's your name again?
Jamie.
You're on Joy 94.9. That was Dolly Parton with Baby I'm Burning. Now, I've just come into a little dark room to get my tarot cards read by Mystic Meg.
Oh, hello, Dolly, darling. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, how are
you? You're all right.
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've been wanting to do you a spread for a while.
Have you, darling? Yeah. Oh, it's now, like look, a Vegemite spread.
It's an alchemist spread this evening, darling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Now, what I've started, I've laid all your cards out and you've had a nice shuffle of them, haven't you, before?
Yeah, I did. I've nearly shuffled the tits off the queen.
That's right, darling. So we've started your spread here and the first card that's come out is the moon.
Oh, okay.
Now, the moon represents you and your femininity.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a dress.
Now, it's the right way up, darling. So
the dress is the right way up.
Yeah, the dress and the moon card's the right way up.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's quite positive overall to start with that. But unfortunately, the next card to come out, which is representing the true heart of the problem, is actually the hermit.
The what, darling?
The hermit, sweetheart.
Hermit, darling. Is that like a crab thing, is it?
Well, yeah, no, it's like an old man that keeps to himself.
Oh, wow.
You see. So what I'm feeling here...
I had an old man over my house this afternoon.
You do a lot of charity work.
Showing his cracker.
You do a lot of charity work, don't you? I'm sensing that, sweetheart. It's care in the community, I feel you do a lot of, sweetie. Now, what I've first got here for you, darling, is...
Yes, Mystic Man.
The moon represents your femininity, you know, like feeding and breeding.
Lipstick and breeding.
Yeah, and the waxing and the waning of it all, darling.
Oh, not much but, waxing, but
no,
anyway.
But then with the hermit on top of that, it concerns me a little bit. Mostly because I think you don't talk about your problems very much.
No, that's true.
I think you keep things too very close to your chest. If that's possible. But
it's
look,
it's a bit of a rash
there. I think we should turn over card number three now.
Okay.
So I'm just going to very carefully flip this one over.
Big cards, aren't they, Misty?
Oh, goodness gracious. What have I got, darling? It's the Emperor, darling.
Oh.
It's a strong man, but unfortunately he's upside down.
Oh.
So it's a bit of a concern there. I think we'll wait to see what the next card holds.
Can you turn them up the other way?
No, well, if they come out upside down, you've got to read them like that. It's ill-dignified, darling.
Goodness.
But we wait and see what the next card says.
Okay, right, yeah.
So... Oh, it's a good one, sweetheart.
What is it, darling?
This one's a six of coins.
Six of coins.
So I think that once you get through the initial problems, you'll probably have a bit of spare change in your pocket. Now, look, I think maybe we'll go to card five and six, and then we'll come back for the wrap-up a bit later.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, darling. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful there.
What have I got, darling?
You got the one of wands.
Oh, thanks be to Jesus.
Yeah.
Thanks be to Jesus.
Oh, that's a lovely card.
Hallelujah. What does that mean, darling?
Oh, well, it's a strong card. Well, it's got the sun represented there with a wand behind.
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
That's your strength, darling.
Sun, darling, fire.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's your inspiration.
Hot.
Oh, I'm getting a bit dizzy. I feel like there's
a... You're all right there, Mystic Meg.
There might be a message coming through.
What's the message, darling?
Oh, I think I'm being taken over. Hang on a minute. Oh, it's the Queen of Coins, darling, now.
What does the Queen of Coins mean?
It's the Queen of Coins. I think that's you, sweetheart.
Oh.
It's a lady with long flowing hair.
Yeah.
Not quite as frizzy as your own. But I think that's... Look, what I'm going to have to do, sweetheart, is I'm going to consult my book and we'll come back for the final wrap-up a little.
Because I think there's some other joy messages coming through
too. All right, sweetheart.
Oh, thanks, Mystic Meg.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
I'm going to ask Kitty one day.
You'd
if
ask,
I see her, I'm going to ask her.
Wouldn't you?
No, I just ask if she's a lesbian.
I reckon she'd.
I won't ask her. That's not very nice.
Oh, she'd be lesbian friendly at least.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she?
She doesn't look like a lesbian.
No. Kitty, that's a very...
Cute. Sort of name. Hmm. Anyway, darling, I just had a reading, didn't I, from Mystic Meg? Yeah, what does it all mean? Do you know?
Well, we'll cross over again and she's going to wrap it up, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So we'll just hand over to Meg there.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Meg. How did I go?
All right, Dolly, darling. Look, thanks again for coming down for your reading. It's been lovely to see you.
Yes.
Now, there's four more cards in your spread this evening.
Mm.
Now, darling.
What have I got, darling?
Oh, darling, it's serious, sweetheart.
No,
I'm just going to have to... You've got the Hierophant, darling, and he's sitting on a different throne.
The Hierophant?
Yeah, the Emperor is a symbol of power and in the temporal world, but the Hierophant is responsible for the soul, my sweetness.
Mm.
So you've got a few soul concerns there. I think you're searching for something, aren't you?
Oh, well, I do. Every time we do this show, I search for a bit of soul.
Have you lost your car keys recently? Is there something you've not got? You can't find your car place?
No, I've got my car keys.
All right, darling, let's move on to the next card.
Thank
see if
you.
That shines some light on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the Two of Coins, yeah, darling. Now, I think the Two of Coins is representing your soulmate and your partnership, and you're doing okay with money, darling, I think. I mean, you haven't got a lot, but you're wise with it, you know. You scrimp and scrape. You probably lose a lot of coupons, do you?
Bit frugal, like my mother, yes.
And then just to finish off your spread, my lovely, you've got two... You've got two sets of swords there. Now, I don't like to say this too much, but your swords are conflict, my lover. So you need to just be aware of any conflict coming up in there. So I think if you think on this later, you'll probably have a bit more clarity.
In a nutshell, Meg?
It's looking good.
Looking good, darling.
It's looking good for the year ahead. I think just watch your temper.
Yes.
And try and keep yourself nice.
Oh, thanks very much, Mystic Meg.
Okay.
Is that a quick 100, is it, that I owe you?
Oh, 150.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks, darling, sweetheart.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Thanks,
Meg. Jamie.
Yes.
Now, listen.
She's very good.
She is very good. There are lots of psychic people out there and spiritual healers and the whole bit and pastors and everything like that.
And look, we have a little joke here, but we're thankful for that stuff.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to Jesus. You were healed, Dolly, weren't you, in that?
No, I've got a lovely bit of a pastor and he's saying go to church, give money, but don't be a fag.
Oh, fair enough.
Interesting listening. You want to have a listen?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Here we go.
People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin. And that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life. Every time I got a chance, my Bible tapes on in the car. Actually, I don't even have a car right now. My car got stolen 4 weeks ago. And the Dallas police hardly do nothing to help me. It's even hard to get my insurance money for my car. So anyway, I'm bussing it around. Don't laugh at me, you idiot. You got the nerve to laugh at me, sitting there on your couch, fat, eating your Doritos. Homosexuals aren't happy today. They go to bars, they're looking for love. There's no love in a gay bar. No love, and you know it.
There's no love in a gay bar, Dolly.
No, there's a good packet of Doritos.
There's some action, though, and some disco music, I bet.
You're sitting there eating your Doritos.
Gosh, we do present a diverse crowd here at Joy, don't we, darling?
Yes, he didn't have much money, did he, that little...
Did he not?
What do you call them? Evangelist?
Trailer trash. Something like that.
Now, darling, I did my research on Thanks Be to the Giving and Thanks Be to the Jesus.
Yeesh.
And what sprung to mind was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, of course it does with you, doesn't it, darling?
Always, darling. And the epiphany with Mo... And Bo. Do you remember a bit of that? Mo Gaffney.
She was Mo,
the character Mo, with her little short sidekick, Bo.
I'm excited to hear this one.
They had their church. What was it, the church of?
They were being like a televangelist.
Televangelist.
They? Getting some people to send in a bit of cash, which you need when you're a televangelist because you've got to buy a lot of things.
They are. And this is a little bit of them asking for exactly that, darling.
Welcome
send in the money.
Gosh, Marshall, hadn't the Holy Spirit been busy?
He sure has, Bo. Praise Jesus.
Praise him most high in Jesus' name. In his name, in Jesus' name. I cannot praise him any more than he can praise himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
amen to that. And you know, in this hour, we're going to ask our friends out there in the faith community to ring in with those credit card pledges to sow a seed for Jubilee.
Or authorize checks or bonds.
Or jewelry.
The call is free, but the miracle is priceless.
Oh, amen, my darling. Now, I know you're looking over here. You're thinking, that doesn't look like a temple. But it is God's temple. God's temple of the airwaves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how it works. Do you know how it works, Marshall?
No.
I don't think God himself knows how it works. But what happens is, it steals silently into your home like a virus, carrying the word of God. Carrying the word of God. That is right. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Carrying the word of God to you in your home. Exactly. And you know what the devil hates? He hates sitting down there on his big tail, down on his sofa in hell, switching on his Panasonic and hearing the word of God. It makes him mad. Oh, and you know what? You can send in pesos. You can send in pounds. You can send in dollars. You can send in shekels, because we take it all. Ain't that right?
That's right.
And Philomena Bill down there in Bunter, Ohio, don't hold that card up to the screen. I can't see it, baby. You got to call those numbers in. Call them in now.
Call now and be saved.
Call them in now, because we want to bring the miracle of Jesus into your home. And you don't even have to open the front door.
Send
That's
everything right, now.
Call them in.
That's better, Jesus.
Just send your digits.
send
your digits now.
In. Don't show me that credit card, friend. I can't read it.
You will be saved if you send your digits.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Oh,
the
goodness.
Epiphany.
Bless him.
And there's a little bit more. Do you want to hear?
Oh, of course I do.
Now, this is when they're healing someone through the screen.
Oh, of course.
Someone they can't even see.
Of course.
Here we go.
So send in your check and your infirmity to Epiphany, and we will pray for you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen all around. Because God don't like demands. No, he doesn't.
Nope.
And he said, lo, and bade the children crawl up and sit on his lap. Ephesians 12:7, can I hear? Praise Jesus.
Praise
Jesus. All the name. You know, all the cults, they think they got it made. All the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Lutherans. Oh, yeah. Well, the Hindus, they got some kind of a wheel. And the Buddhists, they got a circle, and everyone's got Allah coming down. But friends, we have got Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Pay attention up here. Stay with us, Lola. Because, you know, we just want to thank the Lord. We want to take his holy name on high, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our buttocks. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you. Now, Philomena Bill from Bunter, Ohio, bring yourself towards your screen. Bring yourself up. Hitch that chair up. Drag those big, fat, sluggish limbs up and look at me. Now, touch me, Phil. Touch me, because I cast out your cancer. I cast out your diabetes. I cast out your hypoglycemia. Your hypo. Well, God sees your disease. He don't need a heap of letters. And truly, in Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
Come closer to the microphone, Dolly. Come closer. I'm going to heal
Hallelujah.
You.
I've been healed.
My goodness gracious
absolutely
me.
Absolutely fabulous. There we are. Absolutely fabulous. Mo Gaffney. You know, she's a comedy actress herself, and she has a little show on in America.
Well, I think we need to discover a bit more about her, because I'm quite fascinated.
You like Mo Gaffney?
Yeah, I think she's awesome.
Well, I do have a little bit after we play a song.
Great.
Of Mo Gaffney going into, what's her name, Ruby?
Ruby Wax.
Ruby Wax.
Her other favourite.
She's going inside America.
Oh.
And she's looking for the little Megs, Mystic Megs. And
yes.
She's talking to the Mystic Megs, and she finds one after we play a song. I'm going to play you a song.
Great.
Though.
What is it?
I don't know. Look at your run sheets.
Oh, bugger. Hang on. oh.
Heaven must be missing an angel.
Oh.
Bit of Tavares.
The Soul and Funk Brothers from Massachusetts, which is where it all began, the Thanksgiving.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah. Plymouth in Massachusetts.
Sure. 1976 we're going to.
Eat your heart out, Bredipedia.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Holly and Jamie, what did you think of the Epiphany, sweetheart?
Oh, I was splitting. My sides were splitting open.
Just nearly. A bit of a laugh, wasn't it?
Oh, look, we have a bit of a joke here, but essentially we just think it's nice that you get to choose what you like and keep yourself nice.
Yes, you know, keep yourself nice.
Make up your own rules in life, because that's what being queer is all about for me.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have to hang around a group, do you?
If you want to go on a herbal tea making camp, you do it, Dolly.
Do it, darling. Do it, darling.
You know?
Just don't bore anyone else with the details.
Don't tell us about it. Keep it to yourself.
Nice.
Just our new catchphrase at Joy. Catching up.
I think it could go viral, sweetheart.
It probably will. Literally.
You know, you enjoyed that so much, didn't you?
We've got a little bit more, haven't we?
We've got the little bit more. We've got the epiphany with Lola.
Oh, now Lola was the beautiful, played by, what's her face name?
The beautiful blonde, played by Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Out of Ab Fab. Yeah. She played a very big busted girl.
Ooh.
So much so she couldn't see her toes. Anyway, Mo picks up on this. Here we go.
Listen.
That was sort of it.
It's fascinating, Lola. Now, Lola, tell me, how did Jesus come to you? Did he come from the side? Did he come from above? Did he come straight at you? I know he didn't come from below because you wouldn't have been able to see him. He'd have been lost down there for days. Now, Lola, how did Jesus come to you?
He came more on the diagonal.
That's a big word for you, Lord. Diagonal. And what did he look like?
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus. And did he have a beard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And was he wearing sandals or was he barefoot?
Barefoot.
Barefoot. What color was his robe?
Blue.
Nope, that weren't Jesus. Jesus has a white robe with a brown belt. That was a demon, Lola. You had a demon come to you, Lola?
No, I...
Is that what happened? Now get on your knees and pray for forgiveness.
This is what he asked me to do.
Oh, good God, get the demon out. Demon out. Demon out. Demon out. What am I...
Demon out.
Oh, the lovely...
Demon out.
Jane Horrocks, of course.
Jane Horrocks playing Bubbles. Playing Lola.
Yes, playing Lola. She's fantastic.
Yeah, fabulous.
You know, she was in a fabulous movie called Little Voice, and she sang all the songs. She has a fantastic voice, and she's a hugely talented girl.
She's a bit like Gina Reilly, hasn't she? She's got an incredible voice.
The UK version of Gina Reilly, maybe.
The UK version, maybe.
We have a bit of insight there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cast him out. How did Jesus come upon you? From the sad, kind of diagonal. That's classic.
That's a big word, isn't it, Lola?
Kind of classic. Hey, do you want me to tell you a few things I'm thankful for?
Yes, yes, please.
Well, I was thinking, if you say there's something you can't live without, you'd be thankful for that, wouldn't you, generally speaking?
Something you can't, yes, yes.
So I was thinking that you can't live without your teeth. I like my teeth.
Teeth,
so
yes.
I'm grateful and thankful for my teeth.
Right.
As much as they can sometimes get in the way if you bite your tongue or something.
Mm-hmm. You put your foot in your mouth.
Flowers. I like flowers. I'm thankful for flowers,
like
Dolly.
Flowers. You take lovely photos of flowers.
And trams. Sweetie, I'm thankful for the trams. Mm. Well, they make us feel better about ourselves, don't they, when you sit there with some rather
very
unsavoury types.
Really, when you think about
I'm very simple.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder?
I just think Stevie Wonder's a joy.
He is a wonder.
It's a joy. Very thankful for him. I also like, or do you like actually, Dolly, do you like Cuddles? You're big on cuddles. I find I get a bit sweaty.
Cuddle, yeah. Depends, doesn't it, how hot it is.
Depends on who you're cuddling.
Yes.
Puppies.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's.
Oh, you like cuddling a puppy, don't you?
Everyone's thankful for puppies. Mm. Of course, babies. I was a bit unsure on this one. What
do you think? Like cuddling them. It depends on babies. There's some ugly looking babies.
I don't like it when they vomit on you, though.
Oh, we just chuck them up and down, though. I think that's what happens.
Burp them properly.
Yes.
Juice.
You're thankful for juice.
I'm thankful for fresh juice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I recently got a juicer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Loving
wonderful.
That. Mm. Look, I'm also thankful for Melbourne because I think it is a very livable city.
Yeah,
praise him. It's a very livable city and we should be so thankful. Now, I'm going to say something sincere and you're not going to like it.
Yes.
Look, I'm thankful for Jesus and I'm going to be serious just
not
for a
baby
moment.
Jesus.
Not so much Jesus in the church and the lamb and the altar and all that stuff, but I'm thankful for the message that comes through, which is love thy neighbour, do as you would be done, peace on earth and equality for all, because they're all there.
There's
so there's some good in there too. We have a joke,
nice
but there is some
Christian
good there.
Stuff happening there, isn't there?
That's right.
Shut up.
All right.
Taffy Turner, Inside America.
Yes.
Well, so Ruby Wax.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is her character. She's a roving reporter and she goes inside America on the Ruby Wax show.
Right.
About 10 years ago, I think, this show. Anyway, she comes across a psychic, not Mystic Meg, another psychic, that manages to, what happens when something comes inside them?
Oh, there's the spirit coming through.
Spirit coming through. And
channeling.
Ethel Merman. She managed, she managed to channel.
Bring it on.
Hello, Ruby in London. This is Taffy Turner, Inside America. And as they say in America, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Was Doris Day a psychic? I think not. So join me now on my peek into the future. Oh, and by the way, I predict this will be a fascinating show. Let's go.
Now, Ethel Reed is a very unusual name. How did you get that name? Where's it from? Is it a family name?
Well, my parents were actually had met at one time Ethel Merman.
Oh, I see.
And so she became a friend of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was named after her. At times, I can feel her in me. I can feel her. She's passed on now.
Yes.
And I can feel her in me.
Could you call her?
Well, I really don't like to do that because it's not something that I call her. It's something that she embodies me.
Right.
And
but we'd love to have her here and have her sing.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you so much. Ethel Merman, please come to us. There's no business like show business. Please come. Ethel Merman, please come. Ethel, please come. There's no business, you know. Everything about a business. Come. Please come.
No! Hello, Taffy! Be swell! You'll be great! Gonna have the whole world on a plate! Starting here, starting now! Honey, everything's coming up roses!
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's been a fantastic show with Catching Up with Dolly and Jamie this evening. Before those community announcements, you would have heard a fantastic song, wasn't it, Dolls?
I like that, Tony.
We were singing away.
That was a little dedication for Brett. When will we see him again?
When will we see him again? Mm. And it was a Tom Moulton remix.
Yes.
Female American trio formed in the 1960s, the Three Degrees. And they were fantastic.
Three chicks.
Now, stick around, folks, for the fabulous Sci-Fi and Squeam, which is coming up next with Sonia and Mitch.
Yes.
And also come back next Tuesday night, Dolly. What do you think?
Well, we're coming back next Tuesday.
We'll be here,
darling, won't we?
And we're doing Just for Bloody Brett.
Just for Bloody
the
Brett.
The 1990s, but we've put just a little twist on it. Where are they now?
Where the hell are they now?
Where the hell have they gone?
Who knows?
The 1990s, they could
probably
be well
who
gone.
Who cares, exactly.
That's true.
All right, darling. So what have we got? Our last song of the night.
Oh, it's sad to say goodbye, but the last song is Stomp. Marsha Hines and Denny Hines together.
Featuring, yeah.
That's nice.
Two of them.
Remix from the 1980s Brothers Johnston hit. Geez, you're good with your music, Dolly.
You like that?
Praise be to you.
Praise be to you, sweetheart. I'll see you next week.
See you next week, folks.
Ciao.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.